You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Can you talk about something totally unrelated and still actually get production in your network marketing business? Yes. Yes, you can. And this blows the mind of most people because they just don't understand marketing. So 2 years ago, I got my my insurance license because my wife and I heavily invest in life insurance, and a lot of benefits are tax-free retirement and obviously the living whatever, right? I won't go into it. But I got my license because my wife and I were investing heavily in life insurance, and we still do. But I knew, because people always ask me, they're like, how do you invest your money? And so I'm like, you know, people ask me this all the time. If I get my insurance license, then, you know, maybe I can actually point them to the right person, and, you know, I can get a cut of the commission or something, right? And so did that, and not one time did I say, hey gang, if you want life insurance, reach out to me. I never did, not one time, never talked about it. I think I might have done one blog where I interviewed my buddy that has been doing life insurance for 17 years. And, I don't remember the total amount, but it was close to $100,000 that we made in life insurance commissions without talking about it. So how did that happen? Like, how do you do that? Well, you create conversations. So if you position yourself as an authority in scuba diving, dog food, pet care, anti-aging, baby boomer retirement, whatever, if you position yourself as an authority by out-teaching your competition, by being so good they can't ignore you, then you will build a following. You will have people, you know, hanging on your every word and showing up on your Facebook Lives, etc. And as you bring them closer into the fold, you're going to have different conversations with them. And so let me give you an example. So let's say that you're a health and wellness blogger and you're in a pet food network marketing company. Just throwing it out there because they're kind of two very, very different things. So I might say, hey gang, this might be a blog post or a Facebook Live. Hey gang, today I'm going to talk about the antioxidant benefits of Himalayan blueberries. The Himalayan blueberry is known for its the ORAC score, right? And I say all these wonderful things about blueberries, and I say, hope you got value from this, and hope you're rocking it. And by the way, on a side note, some of you know that I have pets, and caring about my pets is so very important. Don't know if you have pets, but if you have pets and you're interested in the best nutrition, feel free to reach out to me because I've done a lot of research. Bye for now, guys. Talk to you later. Okay, so I talk in my main focus, health and wellness, but I threw in a little call to action, just a tiny little call to action at the end of that piece of content that is attractive to my target market, little piece of thing. Now, if people have been following me, if people like me and they have pets, they're probably going to reach out. Why? Because they see me as a trusted authority. I don't have to be the trusted authority in pet food, but they see me as a trusted authority and they want to get their opinion, right? So, I've gone to mentors of mine who aren't in the financial sectors and asked them, hey, how do you invest your money? I want to know that. Like, I'm curious. Why? Because I respect their level of intelligence in their space. And so I have a little bit of assumption that they have some intelligence in a different space. Okay. Now, if all of a sudden I go from health and wellness blogger with a huge following to every single day talking about the avoid DL alpha vitamin E in your puppy food, right? If all of a sudden I switch gears and I'm talking about this other thing, then the following will disperse. The following will, some will hang on because they love you so much. But a lot of them will be like, you know what, this person used to talk about health and wellness, now they're talking about pet food all the time. I don't know. And so in marketing, okay, and remember, there's marketing, there's prospecting. In marketing, my suggestion for you as a mission is to start building a following. Start creating so much content, so much value, so much education, perhaps entertainment, so that people start following you and it makes your life a lot easier. It really does. Now keep in mind, before you have a following, you better be prospecting or you're probably not making money. So many of you know my story of going for 20 no's a day, every single day, my first 6 months when I got serious about network marketing. And that's because I didn't have a following. I didn't have leads. I didn't have some big presence or a brand or anything like that. I had to, if I'm going to eat, I need to go get the food, right? I need to go get the prospects. I need to go make calls. I need to call warm market, cold market, online, offline, et cetera. And so, yes, you can sell anything that you want. You don't have to exactly talk about it. But I would suggest building a following around the thing that you're super fired up about and then just have side conversations. You literally never have to post the link ever. They could all be just conversations that you say, you know what, hey, thanks for commenting on my health and wellness blog. And, you know, I was just reaching out to you because I'm reaching out to a few of the people that are, you know, in my email list. And do you have pets? Oh, cool, you do? Oh, what kind? Oh, my God, I love Yorkies. Oh, my God. Right? And so you can create conversation building a following in something completely non-related, okay? So you don't have to talk exactly about network marketing and you don't have to talk exactly about whatever it is, that product that you are promoting.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.